previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Asset Manager 91 says South Africa may struggle to hit its new 3% inflation target, especially if economic growth really takes off. 91 CEO Hendrik du Toit says that would be a nice problem to have. He also praised the power of a lower inflation economy combined with some fiscal prudence in boosting the country's credit rating. 91's just reported record assets under management, 3.5 trillion rand, along with a 14% rise in interim earnings per share. 91's share, though, ended down 1.8%. Naspers subsidiary Prosus says it's expecting a continued boost from improving profitability in its e-commerce portfolio. In a trading update to the JSE, Prosus says continuing core headline earnings per share for the half year to end September are expected to be between 20.1% and 28.5% higher. The more traditional measure, straightforward headline earnings per share, are expected to be between 6.5% and 15.9% higher, weighed down by foreign currency translation losses. And South Africa's largest second-hand car retailer, We Buy Cars, says it had to adjust prices as it faced margin pressure due to consumers pivoting to competitively priced and technologically advanced Chinese brands. The company's statement says the continued strength of the new vehicle market, together with the rapid rise of brands like GWM, Chery, Omoda, and so on, have significantly influenced consumer behavior and heightened competition. Nonetheless, We Buy Cars has reported a 13.1% increase in group revenue, 26.4 billion rand in the year to end September. Core headline earnings up 15% to 937.6 million rand. Worth remembering that We Buy Cars was only founded in 2021 and listed on the JSE last year. Its market cap now around the 18 billion rand mark. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the All-Share Index up 0.3%, the top 40 slightly lower. London's FTSE down 0.2%. In New York, the Dow ended down 1.2%, the S&P 500 down just under 1%, the Nasdaq down 0.8%. Tokyo this morning down 2.6%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney down a full 2%. US dollar unchanged, 1.16 to the euro, while the rand has eased to 17.21 against the greenback, 1995 to the euro, 2263 to sterling. Gold at 4017, platinum 1539, Brent crude oil 6390 per barrel. And finally, Bitcoin continues to head south, just over 90,700 per coin this morning. And traders are now in what Bloomberg describes as a state of extreme fear, and betting on a drop all the way down to $80,000 per coin.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.